some words written by a greedy slut. I stopped for a moment, my body still pressed against hers. A slight move of my hand on her neck, and I tilted her chin up so that she looked straight into my eyes. Her pupils dilated, as if she needed to drink in every detail of me in that moment, right into the depths of her soul. Her lips, swollen from the passion of her kisses, moist and parted. Her breath, ragged, while she waited for more. I squared my shoulders and smiled as I took a grip of her hair. Made a happy growl in my throat as I looked her up and down. Ready? My voice made it a question, but my expression and the tightening of my grip made it a statement. Yes. The word wasn't fully formed before she was pulled away from the wall and pushed down onto the bed. Her knees pushed apart even as she fell back. My thumbs dug into the flesh of her thighs, pushing her legs wilder, while a single word, fuck, escaped from her mouth. Oh, no. Not yet. I need this first. I could feel the quiver of tension through her thighs as I dipped my head close to where the scant piece of lace was steadily getting soaked. So close that she could feel the heat of my breath and tried to push her hips forward to meet me. Each time she moved, I pulled back a little, loving feeling the signs of frustration build. When she was quivering with the effort to stay still and an audible whimper escaped with each tease, I finally put my mouth on her. I licked and flicked my tongue under the fabric, grabbed the lace with my teeth and pulled it to the side. That first long lick melted the tension from between her thighs. Each lap changed those whimpers into moans. I held back my hunger. I sucked and licked, dipping my tongue in and out, increasing the pressure as I circled and flicked at her clit. I tightened my grip on her thighs in response to them tensing and her breathing changes. I didn't let up with the assault with my tongue until she came, soaking my beard and flooding my mouth. As her tremors subside and she tilts her hips up, hoping for more, I kiss my way along her inner thigh. Light kisses and nibbles that make her giggle, followed by firmer ones. And then the nibbles changed. They weren't quite as playful. They were bites. I bit hard and held it as I heard her take that shuddering gasp as she welcomed and pulled in the pain. As she climbed the sensation, and I was sure the pain was a good one for her, I went to work, biting, sucking, bruising my way along her thigh. Some were quicker and some were long, playing with her just as I had with my tongue, making her squirm and gasp until I knew that her cunt was clenched as tight as could be. And then releasing and feasting on the frustration that whimpered and quivered through me, stopping when she was so close. Every now and then, she would manage to make her noises into words, not sentences, just words. As each one escaped her, I grinned as I overwhelmed her with another surge of sensation. She was so fucking greedy and abandoned to everything except what I was giving her right then, and it delighted me to have her as my plaything. I paused my biting for a moment and brushed my beard against her now extra sensitive thighs. I lapped gently at her clit and let her shaking subside. And once the tension in her body softened, I raised my head. And that look in my eyes said, "You're such a fucking glorious, filthy slut. You're so greedy for this. And you are going to come for me." She nodded, and I dipped back to her thighs and her cunt. This time, I bit hard, right at the top of her inner thigh. And when she could hardly breathe from the tidal wave of beautiful pain and endorphins, I released, took the flesh of her cunt in my teeth, and deliberately kept increasing the pressure. She gasped. She squirmed. I had to dig my fingers and thumbs hard into her bruised thighs to hold her down as she bucked her hips against me. Everything tensed. It felt as if time had stopped. And then, there it was. Her whole body shuddered with the shock spreading from her cunt, and at the same time as a cry escaped from her mouth, she soaked me again as her cum squirted all over my face. I gently loosened the grip on her thighs as the aftershocks rippled through her. I took her in my arms, shared a cum-soaked kiss, and then growled in her ear, "Guess what's happening next?"